Joining us from Warren, Minnesota is Ashley Anderson. Now you're in Warren. What do you do in Warren, Minnesota?
I am the high school media coordinator at the high school, and I also do the WAO community ed. So I plan all of our community education classes for all ages, AARP classes, our summer rec programs, our dance classes for students, retirement classes, so a wide variety of classes for a wide variety of ages.
You sound very busy.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, and keep people in shape, right, and active. That's
yes,
very important,
try
too.
To.
Yeah. So the media part of it at the school there, what does that entail? What do you do there?
So I manage our media center, so that's like our library for our high school students,
okay.
Grades 7 through 12.
How long have you been in Warren at the school there?
This will be my sixth year.
Okay. And if I could be nosy, where are you from?
I am from Argyle, Minnesota, but I did graduate from Warren, Alvarado, Oslo. And
okay. You are a pony then.
Yes, I am a pony.
All right. And you're sponsoring a summer art safari. And what is that called?
We are doing Alice in Wonderland Kids this year. So it's a five-day camp. The kids started on Monday, and they have practice and rehearsal from 10 a.m. to 3 every single day this week and do the show on Friday night.
So this camp is for theater, and has this been going on for a while?
Yes. It's been going on long before I was doing community
ed.
They have, it's out of East Grand Forks, the Summer Arts Safari. So it's some college kids that come and direct the camp and practice and rehearse with the kids all week long.
Okay, it's a five-day camp. It began yesterday, Monday, and runs through Friday, August 19th. And what grades are involved in that, Ashley?
Grades 1 through 9.
Grades 1 through 9. And how's the involvement this year? Good numbers on for this?
Yeah, we do. We have 20 kids in grades 1 through 3.
Okay.
And then we have 35 kids in grades 4 through 9.
Are you able to observe what's going on there and see what kind of reaction these students and children are having to the camp?
Yes, absolutely. I go check in on them and just, it's fun. They're so excited that first day, and then they get their parts the first day, so they're really excited the second day, and they just really look forward to this camp every year.
So the Summer Art Safari group comes in from East Grand Forks, and what kind of classes or events go on throughout the week in preparation for that big performance?
Well, they do all kinds of activities with them. They have to learn their music, of course. So they have a unique way of teaching kids how to remember this stuff. So I definitely don't think I could do this. But, they just work really hard with them and do memorization games with them and make it a fun way of learning.
Now, Alice in Wonderland Kids, can you give us a sneak preview on what that is? Is it like the old traditional storyline, or is it different?
It is different. They'll do just, it's a pretty short show.
Okay.
So it's just kind of a snippet of what the actual movie would be.
Okay. So this exposes children to theater and acting and all those good things, and hopefully some have an interest in doing this beyond where they're at now in school.
Yes, most definitely. Yep. And it's just a good way for kids to get up on the stage and not be scared to do these kind of things in the future whenever they are older and could maybe be in our high school musical. So.
Yeah. Okay, the performance again is called Alice in Wonderland Kids. It's coming up when and what time and where?
Friday, August 19th at 7 p.m. at the WAO High School Auditorium. We do charge an admission. It's $5 for adults and $3 for students in grades K through 3. And the only way that we can do this performance is we do apply for a grant through the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do get a grant to help with most of the costs for this. So that's just a huge plus for us. Otherwise, we would not be able to offer this camp.
It's great to have that resource, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is. There are so many great grants out there through the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. So, yeah, I would highly recommend if anyone's looking for doing something like this, that they do look into that.
I imagine, too, the Arts Council provides other support for the school system throughout the year.
Yes, our band department applies for grants to get in new instruments throughout the year. We actually had an art camp 2 weeks ago that we had three artists come from Minneapolis, and the only way we'd be able to have that is through a grant that we applied through them, too. So it is a very good resource.
Okay, the camp going on right now in Warren started Monday, runs through Friday, and Alice in Wonderland Kids coming up at the Warren Alvarado Oslo School in Warren. That's on Friday, August 19th, beginning at 7 p.m. Are there advanced tickets, Ashley?
You just come that night and purchase your tickets, and it's just first come, first serve. So come early to get your seat. The doors will open at 6:25.
Ashley Anderson of Warren Alvarado Oslo School, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.